Yo, this is Ehab from South of Eden, and you're watching CMS TV.
This is Live and Loud with the Lord, Nelson.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know who it is. It is yours truly, the Lord. Yeah, Nelson, that is the big guy with the big show on Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS Network with Five Royals Entertainment. And ladies and gentlemen, you see the picture there. This is a very, very special guest. When you go out there and check out their music, you're going to just love what they're doing. They're a time machine to throw back to me with the freshest of new. And anyway, I gotta read something about him. You know, I gotta write something about everybody just so I can big them up. And if he doesn't mind, I will proceed.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest has that something special that invokes visions to me of a movie scene in a European dance club where everyone is dancing erotically and the dress code is rock whatever you feel like rock with fire and fog machines as the backdrop. This band has an amazing sound, vibe, and groove that is intoxicating with dope drum machine and synth sounds, complemented with the front man that is blessed with that melodic tone and delivery that is a pleasure to listen to. Their visuals are the icing on the cake, and they have some amazing visuals, and adds a certain mystique that piques your curiosity and draws you in the most unassuming but calculated manner. They know what they're doing, yo. So I am honored to have a conversation with this amazing band and their front man. And without further ado, I welcome for you Mercury, frontman for the super dope band Priest.
Whoa. Thank you so much, Lord Nelson. Hey, Thank you for having me. And I'm so excited. I couldn't have said it better myself. Your presentation was the best one I ever heard. And you nailed it. On spot, we're a visual band, and we deal with the questions about the future, transhumanism a little bit, but also we harken back to the music of the 80s and 90s. And what do you say about the clubs in Europe? We've been there, done that, and we draw some inspiration from that kind of lifestyle also into our new album, Dark Pulse.
Yes, indeed. Well, you know, as you see, I have some pictures. I kind of changed my way of doing things. I used to have it where it was just, you know, me. But then I was like, no, let me put it about the great artists that I have. So, yeah, listening to your catalog and all those things like that, which we'll get into it as we go down here.
Thank you.
I always like to start it off. First question is, where are you from?
I'm from Sweden, from Linköping, outside in the woods outside of Linköping, lived in Stockholm also, and we have a studio there, but now we moved back out in the wilderness, in land Sweden, southern Sweden.
So what's the best thing about being from Sweden?
It's a nice little country. It's a pretty safe, you know, it's the feeling of being good education system, you know, it's we pay a little bit more tax, but we get something, you know, like maybe a good education system in return and some other stuff. So it's music schools for me, that was a good thing. You could have music school when you were a kid, you know, and learn stuff. So it's a lot of good stuff about Sweden. Stockholm is very nice in the summer too. So, yeah. Right. If you have the chance, check it out.
If I'm not mistaken, when I was with Stuck Mojo, I'm pretty sure we did a show in Sweden.
Yeah, cool.
I believe we did.
Awesome.
Yeah. But we had a great time. We had a great time.
yeah, I bet. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so Sweden has great culture and is known for making great music. When you were growing up, what was the music scene like?
Well, it was, we took a lot of influence from, I listened a lot to the what happened in Britain and, of course, America too.
Right.
So a lot of pop bands, the Brit pop and rave, the new electronic music that came out of UK. But in Sweden, it was more of a climate of indie pop when I started out. So indie pop rock mixed with metal, a lot of metal bands from Linköping. So it, you either played indie rock or indie pop, or you were in a metal band, or you did both at different occasions. So yeah, that was basically the climate. We went to music school also, so yeah, I got some classical learning as well. So that's basically the mix I was brewed on, so to speak.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So as I listened to your catalog, I couldn't help but feel like I was back in the 80s in my early teens.
Yeah.
But still, feeling your sound as an amazing breath of fresh air. So how much has that 80s sound impacted your creativity? I know you touched on it a little bit.
Well, a lot in this case, because I had a dream of starting a synth goth band, 80s style, for a long time, but I played in other bands, and then the opportunity and came, and just thought get that dream into life. So mix that with what I love. Also, I grew up in the 80s, so
right.
Movies like RoboCop, Terminator, you know, all that stuff. I just wanted to cram everything into one project. The music that I love and grew up with, and also mix it up with the pop culture, the movies, which we all love, and just make one good concept, a good project, and get basically all my interest in one project.
Right.
I have other I have, of course, other interests as well, but this is a distillate of the part of the pop culture I consumed when I grew up.
It all ties in. It makes so much sense, man. It really does.
Thank you.
I love it. So how did you come together to form this incredible collective of musicians in 2017?
We had I lived in a collective, actually, and I heard somebody was practicing vocals, and that was the first vocalist of Priest. So I asked him to be a part of the project, which he was for a first album and our first EP.
Right.
Then he decided to leave the band for explore other musical challenges, I guess. So so then I took over the vocals, and we have some other great musicians now, which we're touring with. So also Air Ghoul, that was a part of Ghost, is in the band. And of course, several of us have a musical history in other bands as well. So it's just natural to collect them and do this project instead, which is a great adventure, actually, at the moment.
No doubt. Just watching you guys on stage and doing what you do and listening to your music, I know it is. And I could just know that when you're doing those shows, you know, whether it's the bigger show or the more intimate ones, you know, you can see
fans
are into it and enjoying what's going on, because it's the visual as well
as
amazing music. So you guys have something great indeed. So
thank you so much.
What type of genres
thank
you.
Yeah, and you can see it from stage. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, yeah, you can clearly see it on stage when we're out now. There's more and more people coming out to the show. So it's a really fun ride, and always good to be back here in the States and be able to perform. That's just amazing, being a band from Sweden to actually have the possibility to do that. I'm very humble about that. So it's really nice.
So what other genres are you into, if any? I know you grew up with a lot of other things. So what other genres right now are you into?
I listen a lot to ambient music, new electronic music, and I love Brian Eno and similar composers.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I'm not listening so much actively to music today as I did when I was younger. So I'm not keeping track of album titles, years, and you know, but there's some shows I listen to that presents very new music, recent music. So I'm just trying to stay on par with some parts of what's happening on the cutting edge electronic music side. Not that we are doing that style or trying that ourselves, maybe in the future, but it's always nice to just know exactly what's happening right now. And maybe you can take some inspiration from it.
Of course.
But a lot of classical music, I listen to a lot of classical music, like Bach. And,
I think that we as, you know, as entertainers, as musicians, that's what we do a lot. We do listen to a lot of music from the past. Especially if we came up in those times, you know, the 80s and things like that. You know, we were young, but yet still listening to the music that our parents listened to and just vibing on what was, because that music was so great back then, you know? I always say music is a time machine, and that's how I felt from the first song I was listening to from you guys. I was just like, oh, man, it just took me back, man. I was just like, this is amazing. I said, I can't wait to talk to him. Well, yes, indeed, man.
yeah, it is, and it's a great time machine, and so we just try to relive our past dreams, you know. It's very interesting to explore themes like that, and have a clear visual concept. It's really nice to have that foundation in your project, and that also makes you, it gives you access to actually explore different sections, you know, like the 80s, of course. Mm-hmm. You can also do like more modern stuff, take in some rave elements. You can mix it up pretty much and have a diverse repertoire that you can get away with, which you probably couldn't if you had a more generic visual style, you know. It's if you have it, so it's like a glue, you know. If you have the a very obvious visual style, it's like a glue that makes you get away with all your influences basically in one project. So you can we can possibly take it with guitar, do it with acoustic guitars, and still get away with it. Not that we're gonna try that, but I who knows in the future? I don't think we should put up too great limitations on what we can do musically. The limitations should be in the visuals of the project.
Gotcha. Well, when it comes to production and lyrics, do you have specific duties, or is it a team effort?
For the lyrics, I write almost 100% lyrics myself.
Yeah.
Because it's a process, and I have to sing them, and I have to sound right. So I put down the time on that, and I like that. It's a pretty lonely work to do lyrics, but it's really nice to have that in contrast with the actual making of the music, which is a collaboration, of course.
Sure.
Mostly I write on the computer and bring it to the studio, and in the studio we have a producer, Simon Söderberg, that's a really great producer, and he sometimes helps out with the writing process as well.
Right.
As well as the other members in the band. Sometimes we come in and have some magic to put on the track. So it's from song to song how much or less we collaborate. But it's a open process, and we have a good communication during the process right now. So it's a really nice climate of creativity right now in Priest, which haven't always been the case. In the beginning, it was more of a struggle to write together with earlier members in the band, and it was a lot of maybe unsynchronized ambition levels also. So right now we have very harmonic climate in the band, which is been more chaotic before. So it's a nice place to be in right now. So
well, you can really tell, just like you say, it's more harmonious.
Yeah.
and you guys are together and handling your business. So no, I can hear it in the music, definitely. And
thank you.
So why do you feel that this formula of an unconventional band works best for you?
I think it comes from inside, you know. It's an honest project, even if it's a, you can see the masks and the concept, but it comes from within, and it was something that I really wanted to do, and I just saw it in front of me. I saw the outline of the band, and I saw the name Priest just when I woke up one day in Berlin. I just saw it like very, very. I just knew that it's gonna be a band I'm gonna create at some point. So and sometimes you just feel you have an idea, and then you just go through with it, you know. Indeed. So and that makes it very natural. It's not that I step into something that's not, yeah, that you try to be. This was like coming from within. So it's very natural.
Gotcha. Awesome. Well, let's talk about how I feel. Let me say this. Your dress code is a unique one, of course. Who is the fashion designer in the band, or do you have a personal stylist?
No, we don't have any stylists yet. We're starting conversations right now with some very talented people for the future. But up to this point, it's been more a mix and match I did most of the visual design and the concept design. So I first of all, I drew the characters, you can say, in the band, and then. It was also a matter of finding the right masks. And it was a lengthy process because it was a lot of browsing the internet, see different styles of masks. Mm-hmm. We weren't like, it wasn't clear that we're going to use leather and stuff in the beginning. Right. We searched through all the Venetian mask styles and a lot of other stuff, but nothing just felt right until I went to the... you know, BDSM dungeon sites, and I like you browse through that and like just to find something. And then I saw the mask with the spikes, and then I like, okay, this is like Pinhead from Hellraiser. Yeah. And then the Gimp in Pulp Fiction, you know, and everything was in there.
The Gimp.
Bring out the Gimp.
Yeah.
No, but so it's just a mix and match, and I love that. No, but it was
I'm just super visual. I'm just pitching the movie, man.
yeah, it's a great movie. It's a great movie. But
I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. But then one night there was something missing to the concept. Mm-hmm. And then one night I was alone in the studio and smoked something that are legal here but not legal in Sweden, then I just realized we should be robots also. So I thought, okay, which bands are robots? Kraftwerk, of course. Mm-hmm. And then Daft Punk,
right?
And they get away with it, so that I thought, we can try to pull it off as well. So, and that was the extra ingredients that actually made the concept and the band make sense, because it didn't make sense before that detail came into place. And that was actually right before we actually were going to release doing a video for our first single. So, so just like days before I came up with the last ingredients to make us. Androids or whatever. So then it all fell into place, and then I think it resonated very well with the fans that came to us from the start. And I think we took the extra time to actually make the concept pretty solid before we launched it. So we had a logo type ready, the clothes are ready, the costumes, the music more or less ready.
Yeah.
So then you launch it, and then we were pretty nervous before we launched it, but now we're, of course, I'm very happy that we did.
Yeah, you eased into it, man. Now it's good. See the mask.
Thanks.
You might come out there with the all black blazer on and the black jeans.
Yeah.
And listen, yeah. I think it's a clean look. I love it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank you.
I think it's dope, man. Yeah. I really do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You guys have a great, unique look that matches your sound and it's not gimmicky. I want you to know that it's not gimmicky to me.
Thank you. I appreciate
like
that.
You guys have that's who you are. So I love it. That's my personal opinion, but I love it, man. No doubt. So
thank you.
But I was going to go into talk about your hood and mask game. You know, but you've already talked about it, man. We understand it. So how much do you feel you've changed musically since the band first started, and how much do you feel you've changed as a person?
I've changed a lot. I mean, we started out in 2016, basically, mm-hmm. and was out of another band. I got fired from another band. I was pretty down at the time. And then then the idea came up to dust this dream of the Priest band, which I had in my back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was just to channel all the energy I had at that time to channel it into this new project. And you can hear something in the lyrics from that time. And I used my experiences, my personal experiences, and
of course.
That time, and used songwriting as a therapeutic tool, actually. So I think it's very nice art form to actually explore some thoughts you have at the time, some mm-hmm. stuff you go through. So yes. That, of course... came to be some inspiration for some lyrics. But you change over time. What I felt back then, it's not something I feel now. And I think I'm much more mature in songwriting wise. And I'm in a much better place mentally. And everything's starting to fall into place. And everything starts to actually work out very good now. Whilst a couple of years ago, everything was much more chaotic and mm-hmm. a matter of trying to get this project up and running and working on so many levels, because we do everything ourselves. We do we have our own record label, for example, and mm-hmm. used to make deals. How do you get worldwide distribution when you have your own record label? And mm-hmm. where do you start? You know, yeah. So it was a. Now we have a structure that works, and we have full control of every aspect of what we're doing with Priest, which many bands on our level can't say, because they are often signed with a management or another record label. So we have the full control. We are also the management ourselves at the moment. So we're pretty much DIY, but it takes a long time to actually wrap your head around all the aspects of a project like this. Whilst if you're a regular band, you just focus on music and touring, and let the record labels handle
the business,
all the other stuff and the management. You know, so now we're doing everything ourselves. It's a more holistic way of working, and you have to make sure you find the time to do all the different things and not get lost in it. Because sometimes you're gonna stand there and haven't written music in a while because you do all the other stuff. So it's really important to get back to that, also to get back to the mindset and give yourself the time to actually be creative. So it's a juggling. You juggle with 15 balls,
basically. Right. Yeah. And I was going to say, you have to. So what kind of team do you have? Is it just the guys in the band, or do you have another team? Because if you're doing it DIY and, we know what the record labels, we know what they do for you. They're really the bank. They pay for this, that, and the promotion.
I mean,
and you're doing it all yourself.
Yeah, exactly. But now we actually had a fundraiser for our new album, Dark Pulse, which is mm-hmm. out May 31st.
Right.
And for that money, we raised, that gave us a budget to actually work with PR companies. Awesome. And... So now we have a team in the US and also in Europe. That's going to work PR for the upcoming album. So we're doing basically ourselves what a record label would do to hire these agencies or companies. So that's what we do, but that we do ourselves. We are the hub here in the band, but we have some other people that works for us. A person that checks the web. We have a person that checks our email now and then also. So we have a little small, very concentrated little group that we trust with
great.
People.
That's great. Any artists that I've talked to, people of importance to me, like Corey Lowry, that plays for Seether, and a few other people, they're like, you know, telling me about how much you need a team. And so, you know, even in my band, you know, those are the things that we're working on building that all.
You definitely need a team, because this is not something you do all by yourself. It's like making a movie.
Right.
You can't just go out. Yeah. Well, nowadays you have a camera in your pocket. So, but it's teamwork, of course. It's teamwork. And it's teamwork every day. When you come to a new venue, you have to. Yeah, you say hi to all the people that are working there and make sure the evening will come out as good as possible, you know. That's what we do, teamwork.
No doubt. So tell me this. I've watched your fans, you know, watched you doing shows and just seeing those fans out there. So what do your fans mean to you?
They mean everything, of course. Without them, we wouldn't be here.
Right.
And, we're very grateful to them, we want to meet them every time they come. And some people we see over and over and again, and they travel to see us several times. They helped us out during hard times, you know. And when you know you have people that believe in you out there, even when you go through some hard times, maybe sometimes stuff doesn't work out the way you wanted it to. Mm-hmm. But when you see and you feel that you have this support, it makes it worth to just continue. You don't know. I mean, because that gives you the confidence, and you also don't want to let people down that have helped you during the year. So you want to give them the best you got too. So
of course,
it gives you motivation and a reason to continue if you waver yourself, you know, if you don't have that energy in you for some reason by yourself, you can just think of the people that supports you, and then you're back on track again, you know.
Indeed.
So it's very important.
Yeah, great energy.
And we're very grateful to everyone that supports us. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, what is it about this genre that exceeds all others in your professional opinion?
I think being in the goth industrial scene is very nice. I like the aesthetics of it. I like the visuals. And I like many of the bands I also grew up with. Personally, I have other also genres that I'm very attracted to. Like shoegaze, for example, or indie rock, indie pop. But that's another story. No, but I think this is, I like the people. I like it. There is a little smaller genre if you start a band in this genre, it's very quick, I think, to get to a level where you get booked on festivals and you know, it's a nice genre. And I think people that are in it and operating in it they have an eye out for the new bands that's coming too. So it's and very supportive genre to be in. Everybody's super nice. And I like the dress up part of it. So I think it's nice. It's nice.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, listen, you are 100% an entertainer. You and your guys, are entertainers, man. That's what it's about when you step on that stage, is being an entertainer, you know?
That's what it's all about.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
What it's all about.
Yes, indeed. So you have an amazing collection of albums, EPs, and singles, with a new album releasing soon, which we see it there, Priest Dark Pulse. So what should we expect from this new album, and when is the official release date?
The official release date of Dark Pulse is the 31st of May, later this year. Yeah. And you can expect a high octane dance album that harkens back to 80s EBM, you know, the bassline driven music that came out of bands like Knights or Ebb and Front 242, yeah, mixed with some more rave elements. So it's a dark, our darkest album to date, but I think it's our best, and it takes you on a journey down into the dungeons and back again.
Yes, indeed, man. I love it. I think it seems like it's going to be a more full sound. Are you bringing more instrumentation into it? It just feels bigger.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we put a lot of extra work into it, and it's more rhythm driven. And I think that's also why we named it Dark Pulse.
Right.
So you can feel it's a darker album with a deep rhythm into it. And we try to mix the sounds a little bit different than other bands in the genre. Mm-hmm. Maybe make it sound more dry or more organic. Mm-hmm. And we do have some tricks which we use that also makes the synthesizers and drum machines we use sound more maybe played in a room, organic,
right,
than if you're just using software right in your computer, you know. So we have some tricks, and we use a lot of hardware. So basically every sound you hear on the album is coming out of a physical synthesizer. Mm-hmm. And so we had a lot of fun doing it, and we're very excited about releasing more music from it. We also have a new single coming out on the 26th of April called Black Venom.
Black Venom.
And so you should keep an eye out for that. It's going to be out on
I will. That's my nickname. That's what people, you know, the ladies back in the day, they used to say, we're going to call him Black Venom. Now, let me stop. I'm just clapping.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a great nickname to have.
I'm just kidding. So,
that's
how
awesome,
difficult
man.
Or easy was it to make this album when you guys have been touring so much?
It was a bit problematic because of course you can't record it so much when you're on the road, but right, we were effective when we were back home. We made sure we scheduled the studio time when we're back home and made sure the producer was available. So it was, we made it in several locations, and then when it comes to mixing and mastering, the producer is also the mixer, so we could send back and forth over the internet. And then we have a great mastering engineer, Magnus Lindberg, who always does a great job, and we rely on. So the post-production parts you can do pretty much out on the road, but actually being there in the studio, we had to found our occasions, of course.
I got you.
But if there's a will, there's a way.
Of course, there's no doubt. So, what is the biggest difference between touring Europe and the United States?
I think it's the people, the vibe. I love touring the U.S. I love touring Europe too, but I love the vibe in the U.S. It's much more, people are more open.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. of course, but I'm from Sweden, so I'm
right. I mean,
people are pretty close to up in Sweden. So I'm not used to everybody being pretty outspoken and you know, very friendly, you know, coming up talking to you. Like
right.
It's easier to learn to know people over in the US. Well, in Europe it's different from country to country, of course. The closer to the Mediterranean, of course people are more outgoing. In the northern of Europe you find more like people can be pretty quiet, you know, and not talk so much. And but that's the way it is. But the crowds here in the U.S. are amazing. I love it. While in Europe it's more like country to country thing, if the audiences are, you know, how they are. I mean, you can feel the different vibes in different states here in the U.S. too, but I think the differences are bigger in Europe from country to country.
Right.
Because it's the language differences and everything.
Yeah.
You find a more diverse place to be with countries piling up on each other than you have at least one language all over the continent here. So,
I got you.
Or two languages. Also.
I mean, you know, the United States, of course, is amazing. You know, I'm from here. I love it. I love the people here. But I guess that a lot of the artists here in the States, we love to go to Europe. Because I guess it's just because we're from there and we get a different kind of reception.
So I've
been there and it's been like amazing to me. I've always enjoyed myself, you know, going to Europe.
Awesome.
So when you say that, I always laugh because it's just like, you guys want to come over here. We want to go over there. We want to go everywhere, but you know, we just enjoy ourselves there.
I think it's always a blessing to come out and see the world and have the opportunity to do so. And in our case, I'm so grateful and thankful for actually be able to do this and do what you love and be able to travel. It's something I only dreamt of before, and now it's reality. So it's I'm a very lucky man, to say the least. So I'm very grateful for that.
Of course, man.
But of course, it's you want to see it all, but I try to take it all in when we travel to really make sure I do the best of the time and make sure I see the places properly where I go.
So with me, when I went over, you know, I wanted to be able to see so much stuff, but it was like, it's hard because, you know, you're here and then you're going to the next place the next day. You want to enjoy everything.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of a struggle to get all of it in.
You got to get the few hours, you know, the few hours worth of sightseeing, what you can. And hopefully it's good weather. Otherwise, you miss it all, you know.
That's right. Because I guess that a lot of people don't understand how much work this is and how that travel affects you. Because the travel
affects
you. You know,
getting up,
going on stage, doing it. Because the best part is getting on that stage and doing what you're doing and having the people really embrace what you're doing and singing your songs. That's the best part. But the traveling is,
It's hard, but I mean, you're there for the little amount of time. What you're there for, it's the stage time and making the show work. It's all the other stuff that's gonna wear you down, you know. Right. It's the show is just a little thing that you but it's worth it, of course it's worth it. And but it's a lot of work, and if you don't, you learn as you go. When you go into this business, you definitely learn as you go. And if everybody knew how much work it actually is, I think a few people would have second thoughts before entering this line of work. But it's worth it. It's worth
definitely,
it. If you love what you do,
it, man. No, great times. Great times.
Sure.
Great times.
Yeah.
So, how has Blue Nine Records and Cleopatra Records? So you're saying hold on now. Let me back up. So if you're doing it all on your own now, you're not with them anymore, or are you still with them?
Cleopatra Records, we have a license deal with on our last album. On Body Machine, our latest album from 2022.
Right.
They have a license deal in Northern America, Mexico, Japan, and UK.
So it's a partnership.
On that album. Yeah, it's a partnership.
I got you.
But on this new album, Dark Pulse, we decided to do it ourselves, to try to do this ourselves. And we could raise the money, and we had a bit of a budget, so we weren't depending on a record label. So we have our own record label, as you said, Blue Nine Records.
Okay, Blue Nine is your own label. Got you. All right.
Yeah, Blue Nine is our own record label, which owns all the rights to all the masters, except for Body Machine in those territories where Cleopatra right now have licensed.
Got you. Okay.
So rest is directly from our own record label at the moment. We will probably start to work with Framework here in the US, and we have in the talks with about an EP maybe. So we will probably have some other collaborators and partners in the future. But right now, the foundation is Blue Nine, our record label.
That's awesome, man. And listen,
thanks.
If it doesn't make money, it's got what they say. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, okay, exactly. And you have to. I mean, to be able to do this, you have to make sure you keep the business in order also. So, yes. So yeah, there's no way around it. Right. You have to get in there. You have to learn how it works with having companies and do all that stuff. Accounting, save your receipts, you know, yes. Stuff like that. So it's really nice. You sleep better at night if you know you have the control yourself over what you do. So that's it's worth it. It's a lot more work, but it's worth it.
Well, I applaud you, man. Oh, yeah. I applaud you and your entire team. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And listen, when I hear things like that, and I know that, you know, myself and Matt Acevedo from Plastic Catastrophe with Lord Nelson, what we're doing now, we're looking at the same things. We're figuring it out. Should we?
We've got
a couple of labels. It's like, should we do this or should we do that? So when I hear stories like this and I'm inspired a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe more than a little bit, just to see you guys are doing what you're doing. So I appreciate it, man. I really do. Yes, indeed.
I'm glad. I'm glad to hear that. And of course, this really not a really good reason to sign with a small to mid-sized record label if you're a band today, because you have all the stuff you need. You have social media.
Right.
You can have a fundraiser. You can go into Indiegogo and raise some money to finance the recording of the album.
Right.
And also maybe finance the pressing of CDs or LPs. Mm-hmm. You can do that yourself. And it's not that much of work. You can start your own company. It's an easier process here in the US, I think, than in Sweden.
Right.
So you can have your own label. And then it's a matter of raising money or get the budget to finance PR and other stuff so people will know about your releases.
Right.
And of course, like for every band, if you don't have a super big budget the first day, so you can be big overnight, then it's just another solution. You have to tour your ass off. And that's what we're doing right now. So that's also a strategy of working. But we try to be the best in all aspects of what we do. So,
of course. Well, you got it.
And you got it. If you decide to start your own label and do it yourself, you will not get disappointed. That will bear fruit. And I'm saying this to you and I say this to everybody out there. Right. It's a really good decision to do it. You have to do a little bit more work and a little more homework, but it's worth it. It's worth it for sure.
Yeah. I've never done the funding thing with anybody, but you know, nope. I'm thinking about that also. You know, I know we have something to offer and, you know, I have some good people, you know, from all my Stuck Mojo people, which are some of the best fans in the world. And
oh,
I appreciate them. And,
that's awesome.
You know, still supporting me and, you know, in my other ventures. But this Plastic Catastrophe with Lord Nelson, what I'm doing is an amazing thing that I've had the best time with my brother, Matt Acevedo. So I hear you, man. And I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for the information.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Indeed.
So we're getting close to the end. And like all guests, man, when I'm rolling and having a good time with my guests, man, I don't want to stop talking to you.
Thank you, it's a very nice time indeed.
But I want to ask you, why is Priest a must-see and listen?
Because when you come to the show, you're going to get a high-octane performance. We're doing our best. We go full on. You have the beats, you have the darkness, you have the melodies, but you also will get some popular stuff, you know, some more melodies. Mm-hmm. And you get a very strong visual experience from our. So depending on the size of the venue, in the future, we're going to have more visuals and stuff, but it's literally going to be you walking in to a futuristic, retro-futuristic cyberpunk setting.
Right.
With all the excitement still left from the movies you loved from the 80s. So, I think you're in for a good deal if you decide to buy a ticket for a Priest show.
Yes,
I mean, you won't get disappointed. I can just promise that.
I feel you. And just what I'm saying, just watching you guys, I was just like, man.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying this so much. I mean, it just took me back. It made me feel so good. But just like I said in the intro, it was a breath of fresh air still. It was the throwback, but it was still fresh and new. So you guys have really captured that. And great job, young man. Great job.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My last question for you. is what was the last song you listened to?
Actively, I listened to, that's a good question. I think actually it was the latest Brian Eno single that came out last week.
Okay.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's the latest single which he actually sings on. So it's a pop track, a 3-minute pop track, which is absolutely beautiful. I don't remember the name of it, but check it out. Should be the latest single from Brian Eno.
I always like to ask that question because you never know what we're listening to.
And
like you said before, you know, you still listen to classic music. I know I do all the time also.
So
there's no telling. Enough, it always makes my guests think, you know, what was I listening to? You know?
Lovely thing. Well, thank you for that question. I will re-listen to it also. All right.
Well, Mercury, the last thing I want to say is that the floor is yours. I want you to give the my fans and the viewers and listeners where they can get with you, where they can peep you out, and all those things like that. And if you got anything else you want to say, say whatever you want to say. The floor is yours, sir.
All right. Okay. So if you're new to Priest, check us out. We have a website called priestnexus.com where you can find all the info about concerts, our new releases, merchandise, everything. We also have a web shop which you can check out. It's called airghoul.com. We also have all social media on Facebook, which is called Priest Official on Facebook and Priest Official on Instagram as well. Make sure to check us out. Our new album, Dark Pulse, will be out on May 31st this year. Don't miss out. You can pre-order it pretty much everywhere. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Lord Nelson, for having me on your show. It was a pleasure.
Oh man, no, definitely. It was definitely my pleasure also, my brother.
Thank you.
I'm asking questions, but it's more like a conversation to me. And once again,
fantastic.
This has been another good one, man. I'm telling you, I enjoy what I do a great deal. And
thank you so much. And I can notice
here. I'm honored to have you. And I'm looking forward to the album, man. I really am.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you for having me. It's been a great conversation. And hopefully we can be on again on our next album.
Of course. Let me say.
Awesome.
It's nothing to it. I want to thank Shauna O'Donnell. Love to you, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much for bringing these great bands to me and bringing the great Priest to me.
Thank you, Shauna.
It's amazing. She's a great young lady. And so
Shauna, thank you so much. Big shout out.
Of course. And anytime, whenever you're ready to come on, man, just let it be known. And I've got you. It's all
thank
little.
You
we're,
so much.
We're family now. We're family. We're family.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it so much. And and thank you. Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is yours truly, the Lord. Nelson. That is, yes, indeed. The big guy with the big show from the podcast Live and Loud with the Lord on the CMS All Network right. with Five Royals Entertainment. With that, even though you see that picture, that's what's going on right there. That picture right there, they are that dope, most definitely. So the amazing band, the great band, the fantastic band, Priest and my brother, Mercury.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Nelson, for having me. Been a pleasure, truly.
All right.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a great rest of the day. I got to jump in a van here and continue the tour through the U.S. So make sure if you're in the area of one of our shows, pick up a ticket, you know. It's going to be a lovely night.
All right, man. All right. Be good.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, thank you. Man. Be good. Peace.
Awesome. You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
You see all the commercials for online gambling, but you're afraid to try them because you just don't want to lose, right? Well, play with the house's money. Right now, sign up with FanDuel at FanDuel.CNSPN.com and get $15 of free bets just for using our link. Sign up today at FanDuel.CNSPN.com and get $15 worth of bets on FanDuel. Be responsible and play today. FanDuel.